Mr. President, my delegation extends a warm welcome to the high-level delegation of Nepal. As Himalayan neighbors, Bhutan and Nepal share many important characteristics with similar aspirations and challenges. As a country that lies in the seismic zone with frequent earthquakes, Bhutan can empathize the suffering and the damage the devastating earthquake of April 2015 has inflicted upon the people of Nepal. While Bhutan was able to play a small part in the relief efforts, we commend the excellent job the government of Nepal has done in responding to the disaster and for ensuring a high-quality relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction in the post-earthquake context. We'd also like to laud the Nepalese government for their efforts in bringing about gender equality in politics and work life, which is evident from the increased representation of women in parliament. And the recent election of the first woman president and the first woman speaker is a big achievement. Mr. President, as Nepal approaches its crucial stage of political transformation process with the adoption of its constitution in September 2015, we hope that the rationale will prevail and all the issues will be resolved to the satisfaction of all parties concerned. As it paves the way for reconstruction and overcome the political roadblocks for peace and stability, our best wishes are with the people and the government of Nepal, and we call upon the international community to render continued support and goodwill. In conclusion, we recommend Nepal to seek enhanced international support for economic development and reconstruction of infrastructure destroyed due to the conflict and devastating earthquakes. I thank you.